everybody. Welcome to Press, where we talk about things that press us
and stress us.
You want to do that again, Kaylee?
Why?
Why do you sound like Siri?
Oh, I sound like Siri.
Oh, it just seemed like you hesitated a little bit, like you forgot where you were for a second.
No, I think it's just lagging.
This is going to be fun for editing. Okay, I'll do it one more time to see if it... But right now you're responding normally?
Yeah, I was this whole time, though.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Press, where we talk about things that press us
and stress us.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Kaylee.
And what's on the menu for today, besides the corona virus?
Haley, you said we weren't going to be mentioning this. You explicitly said that in our text message.
Oh, no, we're not going to talk about it, but it's still very relevant in my life. But
that's the only
mention.
Yeah, because we're currently social distancing right now. We're not even in the same area.
No, we're FaceTiming and also recording separately in our own studios.
Oh, shit. She froze. Oop. This Hello? Is awkward.
Damn it.
Oh, man. Well, welcome to the show, guys. Our FaceTime failed.
We're off to a great start.
I know. This is so bad, man.
Okay.
Yeah, just let them know what's going on, Haley.
Yeah, so basically, me and Kaylee are FaceTiming, and we're both recording separately, and we're trying to social distance and not be dirty.
Yes, because I'm, low-key afraid that, I do have it, and I just don't have any symptoms, because Tristan works at the hospital. My dad still has to go out in public every day for work, so I still see Tristan.
I thought about that. Because they're like, some people have it, but they're asymptomatic. I'm like, is that because it's within the 2 week period? Because, they say it can take 2 weeks to show symptoms, or do some people just never show symptoms and then it goes away? Like, I don't know.
I think that happens too. I think they just never show symptoms, but they still pass it on.
Okay. So still wash your hands. I heard that. Be careful with masks because they could end up being worse for you if you keep touching your mask and face. Also, gloves are stupid.
Cross-contamination. Oh, and they also said that cats carry it too, our pets in general. So,
yeah, they don't catch it, right? I know there's the lion in a zoo caught it from some human. I was like, oh, fantastic. I don't know if they have the same symptoms. So, we'll see.
We had this hoe in captivity and we got him sick. Damn.
Boy, he's like, I could have been in Africa running around, but here I am in the New York Zoo or wherever it was. But yeah, so let's start talking about the coronavirus because nobody cares about that. I'm sure you're tired of seeing it. But Kaylee wants to talk about something first today.
Yes. So because I have so much time on my hands, it's really weird because I never leave the house, which I never did in the first place. But now that I don't have the option to, I feel like I'm going even crazier.
It's like when you don't really like somebody until they don't like you.
Right.
And you're like,
come back.
Wait,
no, wait, I like you though.
What do you mean you don't like me?
But yeah, so now I feel like it's crazy. I spend so much time on TikTok. I don't have an account, but I just have the app. So when I find something that I like, I just screenshot it and that's about it. But I spend hours.
Sent me 15 in a row that one time. And I was like, I couldn't even respond. I was like, I think a good LOL should suffice for all these. Because
I know.
They were funny though.
Thank you. I was just, it's whenever you're first on there, it's a good time. But things get repeated so fast on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets so boring.
It can because it's like a culture of you are basically not copying, but you use the same audio as other people. You do the same challenges. You do the same this, that. Rather is Vine. Hate to be that person. Back in my day. But rather than Vine, I feel like Vine, you couldn't do all that. So it was just original content every time.
Exactly.
I mean, that's you have your challenges and stuff. But generally, it's not people copying other people. And,
Yeah. It's really weird. They use the exact same audio to kind of do something different. But a lot of the times, they use the exact same punchlines and the exact same motions. They're just reenacting it. I'm like, I would just rather watch the original. It's very weird.
No, I'll click on the audio just to see the original. And I'm funnier.
Exactly. But one, okay, there's like a few weird things that I've noticed. I don't know if it's just because like I've watched too many of these and I've interacted with the posts, but there's like a lot of like cheating scandals on TikTok. Have you seen this?
Oh, the one where they're like, let's play two truths and a lie. Okay.
Bethany fucking fucked my boyfriend.
And then Bethany's like, oh my God, turn it off. Turn it off.
Why is that a thing?
And I think a lot of them are like, I think some of them are real, but I think a lot of them are fake. Cause like somebody that I like knew from like high school or something did one, and they're like best friends, and I could tell they're still best friends on like Instagram and stuff. So I think they're just messing around cause they made a couple of videos together. And I was just like, okay, so who's lying? Why would I make myself look like a homewrecker on TikTok for fun? I don't know.
I know.
But I think some of them were legitimate because I remember like a couple of them were so awkward because there's always like another person there. I remember there's like one other girl there and she was like, her eyes were wide open and she was like, oh, this is awkward.
Why'd they do that? Why didn't they let them know?
And why would you post it? How do you feel? Because I actually saw something on Twitter the other day where this girl, she was having some kind of like, it was either a birthday dinner or a graduation dinner or something. They were at some restaurant. I don't know how, because it was supposed to be social distancing. And she put the video up recently, unless it was right before. But she was like at the front. All her friends were there and her boyfriend. She was like, I want to thank everybody for being here. You guys have brought me through so much, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and you, Brandon, Chad, whatever his name was. And she's like, I know you cheated on me. And everybody here knows. They've all seen the screenshots. They've all seen everything that you've been texting Abigail and Katie, and you've been sexting with them and trying to fly them out after Valentine's Day. Like, she went off in front of everybody, and everybody was ooh. And she's like, and the only reason why you're still with me is so that you can still keep the same friend group that I have. They're not your friends anymore. I was like, I don't know how I feel about the humiliation aspect of the whole cheating thing. It's like you want to get them back, so you either do the TikTok thing where you're like, and you cheated on my boy, you slept with my boyfriend, right, Sarah? And Sarah's like, turn it off. Like, what is that? I don't know. I just feel like I would want to get them back, but why so publicly? Like, why?
It's weird. And like, I saw another one that's kind of similar to it where girls will be like, I saw a trend where you post a picture of you and then the girl that your boyfriend cheated on you with. But why would you like they? And so they do that. But they do that thing.
Yeah. Where like show her because she's like uglier or something. Or they're like, ew, this is the girl.
What is that? Yes. That's so weird. It's such a weird mindset. And it's so scary. Like, I don't know, like, if I was younger, because this is like kind of happening to like college, high school age kids, I would think. I think that's like mostly the demographic for them, for TikTok. But it's just like, if I was going through this shit, like, would I want to put it out there? But like, I kind of did that to my ex, where I was like, oh, my ex broke up with me, and I put it on Facebook, and then I was like, oh, my ex wants to get back together. So I think it's just like a little kid thing.
I think so. Some of these girls are grown though. Like, that's they're at true. Least 17. It's, you know, like,
yeah. You I mean, I did this in high school. I did it was oh. when I was like 14, 15. So oh, I was a no. little bit younger. Yeah.
You were like
so
a freshman, roughly. Yeah. I don't know what it is. And they get so many views and they know that. Like, they want to go viral. Like,
yes.
I think it's different from like you're venting on a platform versus I can tell these people are trying to like be shocking and go viral. And yes. Look at me. And I'm like, oh, I hate this whole like everybody's trying to go viral for the dumbest things. And
maybe that's just what it is. They just want their 15 minutes of fame.
I think so. I saw one where this girl called out her dad for cheating on her mom. And she was like, here's my mom. Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah. She was like, here's my beautiful mom. Here's my mom and dad. You know, like, showed a picture and she was like, and here's the woman that my dad cheated on her with, and like posted this picture. And of course, the woman was not as attractive as her mom. And so she was like going off. And I was like, why would you do that? Like, even that's your parents' business. Like, that's I guess so if you want to expose your own little business, I mean, that's fine. But even if I was the mother who got cheated on, I don't need my child going to blast my relationship issues on TikTok.
Me neither. That's so Please. Hideous. That's so fucking ugly.
It's
if my daughter ever did that shit to me, I'd be like, man, I would have to cyber bully her.
You like make an account that's like separate. Like, exactly. Ew, who would do this to her mother? But
clean your room, just, bitch.
It's just so crazy that everybody is trying to do that, those kind of things.
It's very weird.
I'm trying to think of like other stuff that I've seen that's kind of stupid. I like the art ones. Those are kind of fun. Like the art ones and the makeup ones I'm like cool with, but definitely the comedy ones.
The comedy ones are hit and miss, but I mean, I like the ones that are kind of like edgier because I guess I'm just that kind of bitch. But but the one that I also saw that was kind of weird is like POV ones. Like they do like these like skit things where it's like some of them are like funny. So they'll be like, on your 16th birthday, you get on your wrist the words that your soulmate says or whatever. And like I saw this one, it was like a dog making an ugly noise. It doesn't matter. But there's like other ones where it's like you live in a universe where like everything that your soulmate goes through, you feel it too. And so like there's this one where like her soulmate killed himself, and I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Oh, is it like a dramatic, like,
yes,
teen angsty, like teen angst video?
It's weird. And there's like other POVs where it's like I'm in a gang and then you cross my path and you forget that I'm in a gang and I don't fucking know. It's just really weird, bizarre shit, and they just stare at a camera and mouth like lyrics to a fucking rap song and then that's it. I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch?
No,
what is this?
Literally. Oh, have you seen the ones where it's like a couple's walking down the street and then they're, oh, it was so bad, and then like a gang of guys came up and beat up her boyfriend and he's like bloody all down, and then it's like this girl who's left and then they go to hit her, but all of a sudden like the guy goes to swing and hit her but he can't, and then they pan the camera and you see that her boyfriend came back as an angel and he's like stopping them and he like beats them all. It was awful.
No,
it was awful. I was like, what? And then they showed another one. It was like this where the girl, like, steal your girl type thing. It was just awful. And I couldn't tell if they were actually being funny. Like, one of them with the guy that came back as an angel. At the end, he, like, jumped and, like, put his arms out to, like, flutter back to heaven. It was so bad. I hope I could find it. Man. We just need to find a bunch of TikToks and just react to them. And it'll be hilarious because
I saw this one trend where it's like scary ones, scary. I put that very loosely, but they'll be like, hey, mom, can you come tuck me in? She's like, yeah. And it's like, did you hear about that boy who got kidnapped and was found murdered? And she was like, honey, you need to let me go. He's like, what? And then he's the one who's getting kidnapped and murdered. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. It's weird. They try to do a twist, but they all do the exact same twist.
Oh, yeah. I saw.
Mom, let me go.
I saw one. It was like this kid was sitting at a table, and it was like him and his dad and his brother, and he was like talking about stuff. And then at the end, the dad was like, let us go. And then it pans, and then both of the dad and the brother's gone. It's just the kid left, and it's like a post-apocalyptic world. And
yes.
Oh, my God. What the hell is this?
People need to get off of TikTok is what it is. TikTok is weird.
It is it's like fast fashion for videos.
It is. Those trends come and go like that.
They come and go. It's just repetitive. It's easily thrown out. Like, and there's always something else new. So, I mean, on one end, I think it is entertaining. Like, I think a lot of stuff are funny. Like, I've run into people who I genuinely find like funny, and you can tell that they're creative. And then you just run into people who are just cute and pretty, and they just copy everything that everybody else does. But it's just so weird. It's like at least YouTube is a little bit better, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think YouTube is just so big that you can't tell if things are the exact same.
I mean, I think when you have a YouTube, you have a longer time to talk. You have more of a brand in general. I'm sure you're going to have a bunch of people here and there, but I don't know. It's just because it's so quick, and it's just literally like onto the next. I'm like, there's millions, and
it's the Tinder of billions. Like, entertainment.
It is that you just swipe and swipe.
And then it's 2 hours later and it's midnight and you have to wake up at 6 a.m. What the fuck?
We love that for us. Yeah. So I mean, I think it's cool. It'll probably die out just like Vine did.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember Cinema? What was that one app? It was like right before Vine.
And the one that you and like and everybody in track used to do.
We like did one and we got viral.
Yeah,
like,
and it got viral.
And then the app died and no one used it anymore. And I was like, no.
I have no idea what that one was called.
It was like Cinematography or Cinemagraph or something like that. And I remember that was basically Vine, but no noise. So Vine came and Vine had noise. So I don't know. I just feel like kind of like that. Hopefully it'll just kind of, you know, come and go, because it's not really a social media.
Mm-mm.
It's like a it's like one of those things where after a while I think it'll kind of burn out. People will eventually stop using it until I guess the next one. But since it has so many different features, I feel like it might stick around longer because
You could do a lot with it, and they keep updating it, so you can do a lot more with it.
Yeah.
But the one things that I do kind of like to watch are like the dancing ones, but it depends because like some people do too hard. You know what I mean? They do it too hard. Mm-hmm. And then there's those guys who look at the camera and it makes me very uncomfortable because I'm not attracted to them, but they're looking at me like they want to fuck me. And so I'm confused. But they also look like they're 12. So I'm even more confused.
Yeah, they're like little Chris Hansen. Children. No, literally. They're, and oh, I cannot stand. Like there's this one subgroup of people, the light skinned man. It is, makes me so, oh my gosh. There's this laugh because like I'll go through and I'll see him like, oh, he's like really cute until the end of the video when he goes, ta-ha-ha-ha-ha. Have you heard that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to show you. It's like this fine light skin laugh. Usually they're like mixed. And it's like this thing where they go like, ta-ha-ha. I'm like, no. Like they think they're being funny. It's the most cringy thing I've ever seen. I'm like, you're so cute. Oh, you're almost there. You're not funny, but I'm not here because you're funny.
Right.
But they're so cringy. It's this like forceful, like I'm sexy. And the same thing where I'm just chilling in my bed with my glasses on looking a mess. And they're sitting here licking their lips. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to be here.
Excuse me, sir.
I don't want to see this anymore. So I can't stand it. And it's so weird. It's even worse because like Instagram, if you have an attractive face, body, whatever, you can get away with just that. But like on TikTok, you have to try to have some kind of a personality. And I just found that there are some people who you can tell like all their lives they've just gone off their physical appearance, and they're the ones, they just like redo other people's videos, and I'm like, you're so boring. You're cute, but I'm like, wow, I can see this personality trying to come out, and I don't like it. It's not it.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's so easy to get lost in, and I don't know why, because I can't find like good ones all the time. Like I scroll through probably like 20 of them before I'm like, oh, that one was actually funny. Let me send it to either Tristan or Haley, or I'll just save it.
Yeah. The only reason why I originally signed up for an account is because I wanted to save them, and you can like them and it'll put them in your likes. Mm-hmm. So I just like everything that I want to save. So that's why I initially joined. And then it was like, y'all know I'm unemployed right now, so I have all the time in the world. It was like 3 a.m. in the morning. I was like, I'm bored. I'm going to do something. So I did something.
Haley's a TikToker now.
Yes. And I'm going to be famous, and I'm going to have no personality, and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to redo everybody else's stuff, you know, catch the wave, you know, just get my Instagram followers up and sell some tummy tea.
The one thing that I hate is like the pause trend. Like they'll like, what's one that they keep doing now? It's like that one song by Doja Cat, or then it like is interrupted. They're like, oh, I know everything I need to know about you. And they're like, you do? And then it'll be like flash some evidence of something, and it'll be like, oh, you do. And then like you can't see it because it flashes so fast. So I have to screen record it, and then I like go through it, and I'm like, oh, this was pointless. So I delete it. And then I move on.
You just wasted your time.
Yes. I spent 5 minutes on a fucking stupid ass shit, and I'm disappointed in myself. That's why I delete it.
No. That sounds tragic.
It's right, but I'm just so nosy. But I think I really do like the cheating ones because I think I like drama. I just like talking.
Oh, me too.
I love it. It's juicy. Talking shit about them and everything. And that's why I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé, because me and Tristan have been watching it together, and it's just so fun to talk shit about these traumatic couples.
Oh my gosh. Are you on the most recent season?
I think we're on season four.
Because I finished a season recently. I think it was season 5. I have Hulu, but I don't think Hulu has the most up-to-date season. But I remember I wanted to go back and go watch it again. It's the most entertaining thing I've ever seen in my life. Because there was a video trending on Twitter, and it was this like, obviously, an older white man with a younger woman who I believe was from the Philippines, and he was getting on her about not shaving her legs.
Yeah, Tristan sent me that one.
Oh, the entertainment. That man had no business.
That big, fat, jack black looking like bitch.
Oh, my. He had no business telling that girl to do anything, actually. I mean, I guess if he's paying for her life.
Yeah, I'm watching the one season with Jorge and Anfisa.
The
Russian.
The girl. She actually kills me. She's so funny. You know, they're still married.
They're not.
I thought they were.
That fool's in jail.
Yeah, I thought they were still married. He was in jail.
Nah.
Didn't he go to jail for, like, fraud or, like, money laundering or something?
No, he's in jail for weed. He had almost 300 pounds of weed in his car in Arizona.
Oh, so that's why he made money.
Oh, no.
He's a dealer.
He was, no, because he was supposed to be in the medical marijuana industry. That's what he's doing right now in the season. But we looked him up afterwards. But she's with some other dude, and she's doing, like, she's a bodybuilder now.
No, she, like, got fit.
No, I know. She's fucking huge. Yeah. She's, like, ripped. That is the craziest thing I've seen.
And it's funny because she, like, started, like, just, I think, working out to get fit. So I watched her, like, get fit. She looked normal. And then, like you're saying now, she's, like,
she's ripped.
Like a bodybuilder. No body fat at all.
Ripped. It's crazy. But, yeah.
She killed me. I actually really liked her. Like, you could tell she was, like, I mean, they try to make her seem like a villain, but she was so sarcastic.
The whole time.
And she didn't lie, actually. She's like, where's the money? You said there'd be money.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm dead. You did say there'd be money, though.
Yeah, I mean, later on, like, at first, whenever she is introduced, I didn't like her because, like, it's very obvious that she's a gold digger. And yeah. But he was over here talking about they're in love. But then, like, whenever they have more conversations and he's, like, it seems like he was lying in the beginning. And there's, like, this one part where she was like, would you date me if I was ugly and fat? And he paused for a hot minute and he was like, I mean, if you had the personality. Bitch, what personality?
He lied.
She's like,
she's not wrong.
I know.
Yeah, that's how I was like, I saw something and it was like a beautiful woman is the equivalent of a rich man.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you're not wrong. Like, men get so mad about women being gold diggers. Mm-hmm. But just like 90 Day Fiancé has shown us, I mean, not that everyone on there is drop dead gorgeous, but clearly, usually if it's like man, woman, and the woman's coming from another country, mm-hmm. she's way more attractive and out of his league than he is. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, are you going to, they're like, oh, she's just a gold digger. She just wants you for your money. Because, you know, family and friends get all mad. I'm like, okay, but look at your friend and or son and or whatever. He's literally only bringing her over here because he has, his eyes are too big and he thinks like she's too bigger than his pockets. And he's like, I'll bring her over honestly. Here and I'll spend all this money. I mean, come on now. You have to go to another country every time and get a girl. Like, a lot of them do this frequently. I think some of the relationships are organic. Like, I know there is one that I watched. I can't. His name was Andre. She kept saying it like that. And she was like, I don't know, some white girl from somewhere. But they, like, genuinely, like, found each other in Europe at a bar. And they fell in love. And they're, like, the same age. They're both chill. So I'm like, I believe that. Mm-hmm. But I remember this one guy. Oh, he found, I can't remember what it was, but he found his girl. She was like Brazilian, but she was like a quote, quote model. Mm-hmm. So she was on like a yacht party in Europe. And that's where he met her. And she was under suspicion for like prostitution or something.
Yeah,
because it's like one of those yacht parties where they bring foreign women on and they do whatever.
Someone needs to call Stabler and Benson. I'm serious.
No, literally. That whole thing is a mess. But yeah, I'm like, why are you getting so mad at the women coming over here when the guy is pretty much just as guilty? He's waving money in front of her so she comes over here because he thinks she's young and attractive.
Well, okay.
What's
there's
worse?
I mean, there's this one couple who I think they do have genuine feelings for each other. Well, I mean, as genuine as we can see on an edited reality show, you know. So, but it's on that same season with Jorge. And I'm calling him Jorge. They call him George. But his sister's name is Lourdes? Her name is Lourdes. Mm-hmm. I was like, boy, your name is not George. It's Jorge. Stop playing.
Is it spelled Jorge?
Yes. There ain't no G
so
in that.
George. Yeah. Boy.
But there's Matt and Alla. Alla is from the Ukraine and she has a son and she's like 30. Matt's like 43 and he's been married 3 fucking times before. This would be his 4th wedding. But everybody has a problem with Alla. But I'm like, okay, what y'all really mad at is that Matt is getting married a 4th time. So what you need to do is talk to your man because Alla doesn't have anything to do with this. It's Matt. Matt's been married almost, this is his 4th time. And 2 of his wives out of those 3 marriages cheated on his ass.
Yikes.
And they over here mad at Alla talking about, oh, this is your 4th wife and blah, blah, blah. When you need to be mad at your man, that's what you need to be. And we just watched his bachelor party that happened. And like they forced a strip, like not, they didn't force the stripper, but they forced him to get like a lap dance by that stripper. And he was very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to. And it was so weird to see like everything switch up and the men like in his like bachelor party become so vicious. They're like, stop being a pussy, dude. Just get the lap dance. Like if anything happens, it happens. Like if you don't get married, it doesn't happen. Like what the fuck? It was so weird, Haley.
Was it just like super forced for the show? Probably.
No, this one guy seems like he genuinely does not like Allah because he's like, oh.
Oh, so he like low-key wanted to sabotage it.
He does. He's fucking mean. And it's just, it was so weird.
How old is that man?
The friend?
No, the guy getting married for the
first time.
He's
43.
Why is he even having, okay. I don't know what your opinions are on this, but after a while, you no longer get a bachelor party.
The fourth time, bitch. The fourth time? You don't need another one.
I'm like, you've had three bachelor parties. It's supposed to be when you've never been married. It's supposed to be like you actually going from a single human being, you're on your own, to now getting into marriage. Like, the fact that there is even a bachelor party to begin with.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is beyond me.
He was like drunk and like having the interview after the stripper left. And he was like, I'm so glad that this is going to be my last bachelor party so I don't have to put up with this shit. Like, you really didn't have to do this to begin with. But OK.
You're like, what do you mean? He's over here sweating because he brought a lot up. He's 43. Kaylee, if I'm getting married for the fourth time at 43, I no longer need strippers at my bachelorette party. If I'm going to even have one, having a nice brunch.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're having a nice brunch.
Exactly.
Because I'm too grown and probably have kids and need to get my act together.
Exactly.
And stop acting like I'm 22.
Right.
Anyway.
It's just, it's annoying.
You know what?
Go ahead.
We should do some reactions on the 90 Day Fiancé.
It's a weird, it's a weird fucking show because like some of these relationships are happening very, very fast where they are getting engaged and then they're like getting married and stuff after knowing each other for like 3 months. But some of these are like they've been together for like a year and now they're going through the process with the 90 day visa. But like the ones that are like happening so fast, you're forced to have these conversations so early on in your relationship because you're making things go by 10 times faster than they have to be. Because like they're in that same season, this guy Azan is with like this girl Nicole, and Nicole is a bigger woman.
Yes, not them.
Yes,
a mess. She cheated on him like twice.
She's so annoying. I hate her. I hate her so much. But her quotes are so like fucking funny. Like she was like, you know, I'm not a sit and listen type of girl. You should know that by now. I was like, what the fuck are you talking
about? What
does
that even mean?
she don't want to fucking listen to nobody. He's like over here trying to be like, you don't respect my culture. And she's like, I do respect your culture. Just let me kiss your shoulder. He's like, bitch, I will get arrested. Is that what you want?
She is so like horny all the time.
They talk about sex like, more than anybody on this
let's
season.
Touch in public. He's like, we can't do that here, this is Muslim country. And she was like, oh, why not? I'm like, girl, if you don't just sit there,
get your little
and
ass
just
back
stand
to
next
America.
To this man like
right.
If you don't have to touch him, you can just walk next to. She's like, can you ask your aunt if we can like sleep in the same room, because like she went over there.
Yeah.
He was like really uncomfortable asking his aunt. She was like, why can't we sleep in the same room? I was like, I would never be so disrespectful. Like, if I'm in another country, it is what it is.
Exactly.
You'll be fine.
But if you, I don't know. She doesn't even have, like, the mental capacity to think about anything other than her fucking self, is what it seems like. She's
no.
like, oh, we're in a whole different country where there's laws against, like, PDA. But, like, I need that. I need physical affection. Bitch, sit your ass down. You're feeling insecure because you don't know why this man loves you. That's what it is.
Boy, he is working for that green card.
That's all he really wants, because he's over here.
Every time she cheats, he's like, okay, I'll take you back. I'm like, oh, what? Sir, she cheated on you twice. I know you're not standing for this if it's any other woman, just because he's trying to get that green card.
I don't even know.
I just can't.
But I mean, that one, like, he was like, she is a bigger woman, and like they were doing that one thing where they go out into the Sahara Desert, and she's supposed to be like kind of going up a little hill, and she's dying. And he's like, you're out of shape. Like, you need to work out. And she's like, I don't exercise. And he's like, I'm not saying that I don't love you. It's just like, I need, like, you do need to change, like, a little bit for your health.
Yeah.
And that conversation is valid.
Health.
It is valid.
Yes.
But they're also only this is their first time meeting each other. So, of course, it feels weird and awkward and a little, like, off. Like, why are you coming at me sideways? But y'all are getting married soon. What the fuck? He has to tell you this.
Yeah.
It's just,
and I know in other cultures they're very blunt, like they're like, yeah, you need to work out, like, but I know like in America we're like, oh, don't talk about weight, you know, like, you know, you don't do those things. But in other countries they're like, no, yeah, you need to lose weight, or no, yeah, you need to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. Mm-hmm. It's like, not, they're not trying to be rude or make it personal. It's
right.
Just how they go.
Exactly.
So I don't know, but that show is a trip. But I do appreciate the show a lot because it cracks me up, like,
bro,
just the men on, mostly the men, and I feel kind of bad for the men, but also not, because I remember just some of the guys. I was watching one season, and I can't remember his name, but he went to Thailand. Mm-hmm. He originally went to Thailand because he like just got a divorce, because I think he like cheated on his wife or something, so he mm-hmm. got a divorce. He lost all his money, basically went to Thailand to kind of take a break with one of his friends. His friend was like really rich, and so he went there and like met a girl and they got engaged, but he was so garbage. Like, he'd always whine and complain, but everything was low-key his fault. No one told him to, like, not get a job in America, like, in America and work. He decided to go take a trip to Thailand. Always borrowing money from his friend. Could barely afford anything. But, and it was so, like, uncomfortable. And then, even when they came to America, he had to live with his friend because he didn't have anywhere to live. Oh, and no. He's always making excuses about, like, why he needs to buy, like, he needs people to buy him stuff because he doesn't have anything. Would always beg for money. I'm like... And it's just annoying. I'm like, a lot of these people who claim the world is against them, I'm like, it's your fault. Yeah. No one told you to be jobless. They're like, well, no American woman wants me. I'm like, well, one, let's talk about why.
Right.
There's 300 million people in America.
Right.
No one wants you, or you're being undesirable.
Right. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're looking to take advantage of someone who may not have as much as you, and you're going to basically bribe them here with money, mm-hmm. trying to pretend it's love, mm-hmm. but you're bringing them over here. That's why I don't feel bad for these men getting quote scammed. I'm like, she's getting something out of it, he's getting something out of it.
Yeah,
we're moving on. Oh, I hate, did you see the one where she was like 18 and the guy was like 60 and she was in his car and she was like touching his window?
Oh no, I haven't seen that. Mm-mm.
Okay, she was like from the Philippines, I think. He was like older. His kids were like way older than her. He's like 60. His kids are like 40. Like, she's 18. She like just turned.
That's so creepy.
But she's all, it's so creepy. I don't even know if they're still together. I wish I knew names, but anyway. But she like got in his car. She like just arrived in America. She got in his nice little car. She's like touching the window. He's like, don't touch the window. Ha ha ha. She's like, the window? She's like touching it. She was like a child. Like, she was
because
like,
she was a child.
Because she's a child. She's 18. And the guy was like, sometimes I feel like I'm just raising her. And she's like, you're mean.
I'm fucking dead.
She like did not give. She did not care. Wow. But it just cracks me up. I'm just like, what is this? But I need to get on the show again. But we should do some reactions. So pick some favorite ones.
And okay. Yeah. I mean, we're just watching. I think it's season 4. And there's this girl, Chantal, on there, and she's like dating this guy named Pedro. And they decided to lie to her parents that this was like, he was on a student visa and not on the K-1 visa. So they didn't know that they were even engaged. And yeah. But this was her idea. And I was like, and then, bitch, you want to know how long it took them to tell them that they were engaged and they have to get married?
Oh, the day of?
The week before they had to go get married. That's fucking insane.
And so like, her parents were like, what the heck?
Yeah. I mean, I understand them being upset because, like, you know, you were never involved with the process. But also, if she felt that uncomfortable talking to you about her being engaged to somebody who's not from America because she didn't think that y'all would approve, what does that say about y'all? You know what I mean? Because at one
point...
Well,
it also depends.
Yeah.
Well, it depends how long they've been dating.
A year.
I don't care who. Oh, that's not horrible.
And they are 24, 25.
So they're grown.
Yeah.
They can make their own decisions.
Exactly. They literally call their parents mommy and daddy.
Oh.
It's kind of weird. But I was like, weird. There's this one point where Chantal was talking to her brother. And this was after, like, the day after she told them that they have to get married on Thursday. They're like, wait, this Thursday? She's like, yeah. I was like, bitch. And she's like, over here talking
I can't
about,
even get off. I know. I work.
Bitch, I got a 9-to-5. What am I supposed to do? But she was talking to her brother. And there was, like, one point where I was like, Tristan. I paused it. And I was like, Tristan, I don't think she like opens her mouth fully when she talks. I was like, it looks like maybe at one point she had her like jaw wired shut because she does not open her mouth. And then I literally pressed play and it was the worst example. She was like, like it looked like she was a ventriloquist. I was like, that bitch ain't even moving her teeth. It was so ridiculous. I was like, Chantal, open up your damn mouth, bitch.
We can't hear you.
Right. Where's the subtitles?
That's so funny.
It's just a mess. And I don't know. I feel bad for Pedro. Like, that's the only relationship that, besides, like, Matt and Ala, I like them. But, like, Pedro, he really didn't do anything. And he, like, low-key called out Chantal on one of the, like, little interviews. He was like, nobody likes Pedro because of you. And she's like, oh.
He's like, you mess this up.
Yes. Like, he didn't have a choice in this. Because it's not his family, it's her family. So.
So you can't go out and email them, hey, I'm getting married to your daughter. You don't
exactly.
know who I am.
Exactly.
But
and they're, did you? Go ahead.
Oh, no. Continue.
And they're like, they finally had a meeting with her parents, like, after a few days after they told them. And the mom was like, have y'all thought about a prenup? And after explaining to Pedro what that was, he was like, well, what kind of man do you want your daughter to marry? And his dad and her dad literally said, any man is better than you. What the fuck?
I will get on the next plane right now. Yikes. Boy, they are ruthless.
That was so fucked up.
Are they still together?
Could you imagine your parents saying that shit in front of both of you?
That, no.
You know how heartbroken I would be?
Her parents must be very disrespectful. Yeah. Even if you don't approve, even if I didn't approve my child, they're going to know, but they're going to know when I tell them on the side.
Yeah.
Unless, like, their significant other disrespects me to my face mm-hmm. or something. Like, there's mm-hmm. no reason. Your kid can make their own decisions. Mm-hmm. Especially at 24, 25. It's not like they're 18, 19.
Exactly.
You do what you want. If you get a divorce, don't come crying to me.
Exactly. So. But I don't know. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to bring up the other show. What is it? I Love at First Sight. Did you ever see that one?
No.
Oh, please go watch it. It is amazing.
Is it similar?
No, it's basically this show where they bring a bunch of single people mm-hmm. and they kind of do this speed dating like situation, except they can't see each other. Mm-hmm. So there's what they call the pods. They're different rooms, but the rooms are facing across from each other. And so you can't see them, but there's like a barrier that you can talk through. Mm-hmm. And so I think the first time that you get on the show, you get like 10, 15 minutes per person. And then you can tell the producers or whoever, you like write down your favorites and like you keep seeing them over and over again. And so they did that for, I think it was a week or two. And by the end of that time, I think like 5 couples got engaged. And I think like, I can't remember 1, 2, like 3 or 4 of them are still married today.
Oh, wow.
It's the craziest thing. Yeah. So it was really entertaining because it's called... Oh, no, it's called Love is Blind, not Love at First Sight. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, the one on Netflix.
Yeah, that one, Love is Blind. Sorry.
The one that you showed me, that guy who was like...
Oh, with the... Oh, yes! Oh, what is his name? I can't remember. It was Diamond, and I cannot remember his name. He said, your wig is slipping.
That was so fucked up. Could you imagine?
I was dying. Anyway, so please at least watch that a little bit because it was very entertaining. But when the show came out, it had been a year already since they did that. So the couples that are still married have been married for like a year and a half, like almost 2 years. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Because people are like, oh, how's the marriage going? Like, how are you finding married life? Thinking that they had been married for like a few weeks. And they're like, well, yeah, we had to keep it quiet for a year.
Wow.
So they're like legitimate couples, at least for now.
That's crazy.
I know. So it was pretty entertaining.
I low-key just love like trashy ass shit. Finding different ways to spend time. I don't know. Quarantine life is kind of hard, you know?
It sounds hard. I mean, it sounds easy, but it's not. It's so boring.
It's very boring. And just trying to figure out what to do with all the time that you have. So I've been trying to like have a routine and I've actually stuck to it for like, this will be my second week of actually doing yoga every morning, working out during the evening and doing my like spiritual shit that I do. So it's been, I've been doing pretty good. I've been practicing my saxophone too. What?
Oh, how's that going? I want to hear a
fucking terrible concert.
Oh, it's okay.
It's been sitting in my closet for 10 years. So I really need to get it like actually like looked at because.
And tuned.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
Some of it's like not my fault why I sound terrible, but
sure, Kay. Sure.
But it's been really fun to play again.
That's good. I mean, if you think about it, we literally have nothing else to do but work out, do a hobby, and anything. You know, it's just like before you get home, you're tired, you just want to Netflix, and you've been out of the house all day, and now you've been in the house, you're trying to find
all
anything
damn day.
To do.
Exactly. Besides fucking snack.
So, I need to stop. Because when I watch shows and stuff, I like to eat. Mm-hmm. Like something else to do. Mm-hmm. And then I run out of snacks. So I'm like, I need another snack.
Yeah. I've heard that, you know, having routines during this time and keeping in touch with your friends and shit like that is like really important. But I don't know. Sounds fucking lame.
Yeah, well, me and my friends, they've convinced me to do a, what is it, the virtual happy hour or whatever. So I haven't done it yet, so I'm going to try it. I'm sure it'll be fine. We're just FaceTiming, getting a little tipsy. What else is, you know, what's new? But yeah, I'm trying to see. I need to learn my Spanish again, like I said, I went in January, because I have nothing else to do. I need to download Duolingo. And then I need to, like I told you earlier, I'm going to try to start doing some sewing, because why not? I think I can order stuff online. I mean, I'm sure I can get a sewing machine from Walmart. Walmart has various like fabrics, but yeah. I don't know how many of those fabrics I want to wear. But I'll probably start out with like basic stuff, like the t-shirt design. I like oversized t-shirts. I'll probably make a bunch of like oversized bunch of nothing. But then when we can thrift shop again, I would like to see if I can revamp stuff. But there's online thrift shops. I cannot speak right now. There's online thrift shopping that you can do.
Yes.
Some of them are really expensive because it's like really nice vintage stuff. Mm. But there's another one where it's like not as nice. It's probably like more of like a real thrift shop where it's a lot of
ThredUp.
Yeah, ThredUp. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe I can order some stuff off ThredUp. And then when they come in, I can try to like vamp them up a little bit or something. I don't know.
You can put them on your TikTok. Aww.
I'll wait till I get good. But yeah, there's like a ton of videos online where they show you basically making, like taking these old, like shapeless dresses and making them into two pieces.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, let me see if I can do something. You know, then I can make my own stuff. And, you know, fast fashion. What's that when you can make your own clothes?
Oh, wow. She's a handy bitch. Look at her.
I am. Or if there's like anything in my closet that I can kind of make better, you know, stuff that you haven't really worn because low-key it fits just slightly off. I'm like, maybe I can, I don't know. I'm trying to figure something out. And then I'm going to be a top designer. I'm going to get on Project Runway.
Love to see it.
Yes. Or I'll just be famous just because I'm famous. And then I'll bring you on. You can do my marketing, social media. If you want to sew as well, you can.
Okay.
You could be my all-around person. Help me with designs and ideas and things.
Great. So I'll be your bitch. Sounds good.
My bitch. I'll pay you though. Well.
Yay.
Or you know how people how can I do because I also like just taking like regular white t-shirts and like doing designs on them, but like line. I did it once. What is it called where you have that circle and you have the t-shirt and you put the t-shirt in the circle and you have like embroidering. Can you do that with a sewing machine or not really?
I don't know if you can.
Because I tried to do embroidering and it technically worked, but the embroidery thread was too thick for the cotton shirt. Like it was really hard to do it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how am I supposed to do this? Because I've seen people do it online. They're like, yeah, just get a t-shirt and embroider. Because embroidering was actually really fun. I just sketched something out and I just like did it on a t-shirt and it was cool. And flowers are really easy to make, but that shit was hard. I had to like poke damn near holes in my cotton t-shirt. So I don't know. I give up.
But yeah, I don't know. That would be cool. I'm not very crafty. I like painting, but I'm not very good at it. So most of my
just keep going.
Right. They just stay in my room.
Yeah, just keep doing it. And sometimes like what are you trying to paint? Don't try to do self portraits.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. Paint some flowers.
I don't even like myself. Why would I paint myself?
I would look so beautiful. Like, Haley, your lips aren't that big. Your eyes aren't blue. Yeah, shut up.
Right. That forehead ain't that small. Damn.
Did you see the forehead reconstruction thing? It was like on Twitter. I'll have to send it to you. This girl literally got this surgery done to make her forehead smaller. It looks fantastic.
Bro.
I might do it.
I'd be seeing sure these fucking nose jobs that are fucking terrible. You got to be careful with surgery, dude. You're going to look stupid at the end of the day.
You are. Well, with nose jobs, they always try to give these people these button white people noses.
Yes.
And if we're being honest, a lot of people are, they either, especially they have a nose that fits their face. It may not be like the most mainstream aesthetically pleasing nose, but I hate when they take somebody's nose and they like reconstruct it. It's like a little pig upturned nose.
Yes.
Like, that was horrible.
Why
on
is
me.
That the
you
style?
Don't need that nose. What is that?
That's so like, fucking ugly. I can see up your fucking nose and see all your boogers. Why would you want that? Look like a damn
but yeah, and like usually people if they have usually people that have bigger noses have a strong chin, which is fine. It's not a big deal, but usually their nose balances out their chin. So sometimes when they like completely get rid of their nose, and now like their facial bone structure looks weird.
Yeah,
because their nose isn't matching. So I really respect. There have been a couple plastic surgeons that I follow, and they keep like the general look of the person's face.
Good.
They just kind of either like fix the bump a little bit, but they don't turn it into this like button nose. Like I think Lady Gaga, for instance, she had kind of, I think she had her nose job done, and hers looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like they didn't try to make it some kind of like pinched nose. Yeah. They just did a little worse. Anyway, we're going on a tangent, but
weird.
But yeah, forehead surgery.
Is that something that you're looking into doing?
Yes. No, just kidding. I'm pretty sure it's what they do for men who are balding. They just like take skin from like, what did they call it? The transplant? Like, I'm pretty sure that's all they did is they just transplanted her hair. But instead of like putting it where you're balding, you put it
to your forehead. Oh, fuck. That's terrible. Oh, man. That's so terrible.
Somebody was like, why didn't she just get bangs? I was like,
I'm dead. You know, there's like an easier solution to this, right? Just get bangs.
Bangs until you got to put it in a ponytail.
Right. Then everybody's her forehead was big, though.
I'll see if I can find the video, but it was very intense. But her forehead was huge. Like mine's big.
Yeah.
But hers, like on the sides, it went back even further. Like there were these little like indents that like going back. So, I mean, I guess. And now it's like this little cute forehead. Granted, all the photos she showed after were like filters. So I couldn't really see how well it healed or, you know what I mean? Like it looked nice, but I was like, these are really filtered and she's like kind of far back. Ooh. So I am just a little bit nervous about, you know, what it looks like up close.
Yeah. In person. Oof.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening today. Let us know. Email whatever, presspodcast@gmail.com. Yes. What you guys are doing for the quarantine, what you guys think about TikTok, or any comments that you have or what we talked about, or any shows that you think we should watch.
Yes, I would love to have some horror movie recommendations too, or horror shows. I'm impartial, but I was telling you this, but I don't have like a lot of people to fuck with, like with scary movies. So it's always nice to have someone else in there telling me what's good, you know? What's good?
So yeah, just look out for our Instagram, Press Podcast, and we also have a YouTube channel, Press Podcast, as well, where we have like one new video up, has like 9 views. But you know what? It's hilarious. Please go watch it. We're funny, I promise.
Sometimes we can be. We also have a website at presspodcast.com where we have some blogs up as well. But until next time, stay pressed.
That sounded so sad.
Why does our intro and outro like sound so like offbeat? Like we're not in sync.
We're probably not. So good luck with that.
Thank you.